بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله لغفور رحيم. وقال تعالى أيضا: وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال تعالى أيضا: وقليل من عبادي الشكور. وفي الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us as insan so much of ni'mat, so much of bounties, blessings, boons, favors, that we cannot even count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's impossible to count and enumerate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even firstly sitting here, I'm not even worthy of sitting here. It's only Allah ta'ala's satariyat that Allah ta'ala has given me the courage to sit here, because if it's not Allah's fadl and Allah's kindness that Allah covers our faults, I wouldn't master the courage to sit here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoorur rahim. I know my inner self, and we know the haram and the wrong that we perpetrate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's also a great ni'mat that we need to appreciate, that every ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is a great ni'mat. To start off with one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should try and make salam common amongst us. We know that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into Medina Munawara, among the first things that was said, and Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith, he says when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into Medina Munawara, then the first things that were taught, أَطْئِمُ الطَّعَامُ أَفْشُ السَّلَامُ وَأَطْئِمُ الطَّعَامُ وَصِلُوا الْأَرْحَامُ وَصَلُّوا النَّاسُ نِيَامُ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. أَفْشُ السَّلَامُ, make the salam common. أَطْئِمُ الطَّعَامُ, feed people. وَصِلُوا الْأَرْحَامُ, join family ties. وَصَلُّوا النَّاسُ نِيَامُ, perform salah whilst people are sleeping. You will enter Jannah peacefully. And the narrator of the hadith is Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu. So we try inshallah that we practice every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because as we heard last night from our Sheikh Hazrat Damat Barakatum, he mentioned that every sunnah is ashal, it's ajmal, and it's akmal. Ashal is very easy to do. There's simplicity in it. Ajmal, it's the most beautiful. Akmal, it's the most complete. So in every sunnah of Allah, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will bring us closer to Allah. And every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a great favor on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, there's only one of two ways of living in this dunya. Either a person is going to be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a person chooses the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person wants to go somewhere, by way of an example, he cannot choose to go to two destinations at the same time. It's impossible. He cannot be wanting to go to Durban and Cape Town at the same time. Many a times it's said in the English language, you can't have your bread buttered on both sides. So everything in life, we've got to make an effort, and we've got to decide, and we've got to make a concerted decision. What do I want in my life? Do I want the everlasting life of the Akhirah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me so many bounties to utilize in this dunya, that the greatest ni'mah that Allah has given me is the ni'mah of Iman? That by way of an example, if there is a hall or a room that is absolutely dark and there are no lights, and it is told to the people that are going to enter that room that as you enter that room, there will be bags that will be placed on the floor. Pick up a bag. Do not ask questions. You will be given 5 minutes. Another ni'mah that you will be given is you will be given this 5 minutes. This 5 minutes, use it either to your, it will either avail you and help you, or either it will be to your loss and detriment. So every person that picks up the bag, there will be different type of scenarios that will unfold. Here will be a person that will go in the 5 minutes that will be unfolding. Perhaps he might pick up for 5 minutes diligently. Towards the end of it, he might throw the last few pebbles or whatever was on the floor. He might throw it away and on the ground and find that it's just a trivial exercise, that I'm wasting my time doing this. There will be another group of people that might say, 2.5 minutes, let me utilize it, 2.5 minutes. In 2.5 minutes, I will take a rest. Another person might say that I might just use 1 minute. Another group might sit on one side and say, we don't find any benefit in this. We might just sleep 5 minutes. We can just talk. We can play. Other people might be picking up the stones that are on the floor and hurling it and throwing it at somebody. and somebody might be getting some kind of pain, and there might be an ouch and a scream. And after the 5 minutes have lapsed, when the lights are switched on, and to the utter amazement of everybody, then they realize that what was on the floor was actually diamonds, hypothetically speaking, to the value of 10 million rand each. Then there won't be one person there in that room whose mess will be bad. Alhamdulillah, when it comes to money, everybody can count. People can even count in the dark. Then a person will say, Alhamdulillah, these are diamonds. And a person might be sitting with 100 million rand worth of diamonds. Another person might be only having 10 million. He only picked up one. But every person, there will be one word that will reign in that room. And that word that will reign in that room will be regret. Every person will regret. What will be the regret for the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the time in the dunya to utilize it for our iman? And we waste the time, and we waste it even in the month of Ramadan. On the day of Qiyamah, a kafir will regret. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَوَى. If only I was sane, if only I were dust. In the Arabic language, the word later is used for something which is unachievable. It's gone. Later shabab ya'ud. If only my youth could come back. It can't come back. It's gone. You've wasted the time. That person will regret on the day of Qiyamah. What will be the regret for the person that wasted his time? He will also regret. Why didn't I say one time subhanallah? Why didn't I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me? We see, alhamdulillah, commonly, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Damat Barakatum always teaches that even when we're eating, every morsel of food, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Such a great ni'mat. Everything that the akabirin, our pious mashayikh, that they understand that everything I need to make my akhirat, the investment of akhirat. So every person will regret. What will be the regret for that person that picked up one? Why didn't I pick up two? What will be the regret of the people that were playing around for 5 minutes? We wasted our time. What will be the regret of the kafir? Why didn't I have iman? Who will have the greatest regret? The greatest regret will go to that person that picked up 5 bags full and in the last 10 seconds threw it out. What will be the regret of the person that had iman and in the last moments of their life lost their iman? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it. That is why istiqamat, and yesterday so beautifully the ash'ar was read, that we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us istiqamat till the time of our mort. That Allah ta'ala grant us istiqamat and be steadfast in our deen. This is a great bounty and a great ni'mat. Every morning when we wake up, we should make the dua, Allah alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-imani wal-islam. After every farad salah, let us make the dua, Allah Rabbana la tuzigh kulubana. Oh Allah, do not deviate our hearts. Ba'da idh hadaytana, after you have guided us. A dua of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was taught the dua by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a great love for Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. So he taught Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu that say after every farad salah, what should we read? Allahumma inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husn ibadatik. That we make dua, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are important things that we need to appreciate, that Allah has given us all these different things that Allah has given us, so that we utilize it for the obedience of Allah, and not on the contrary, to utilize the things that Allah has given us for the disobedience of Allah. Example of this, our children at home, a parent tries everything, buys a bicycle, buys everything that the child wants, and then the child now starts disassembling the bicycle. He starts taking out the tires and he throws the chain one side. What will the parent feel? How will that parent feel? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind and most merciful. Allah doesn't take us to task. If Allah had to take us to task, وَلَوْ يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةِ وَلَكِ يُؤَخِرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to take insan to task for their zulm, then Allah would not leave one creature on planet Earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so ghafoor rahim. That doesn't mean we should take advantage. So a parent will one time, two times, he might warn their child and then he might say, I'll never ever give you something again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much ni'mat. How much have I not disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the very ni'mat that Allah has given me, the hands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, the legs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. And we will have to answer for it on the day of Qiyamah. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Qur'an Kareem, or the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In the Qur'an Kareem, that we find our Ustad, Maulana Mumtaz al-Haq sahab, rahimullah, nawarallahu markarahu, he used to explain this one day in class, and he said that, you know, our deen is so beautiful, our Qur'an Kareem has everything, the solutions to the problems of the world. And then he said they were having a conference in America, or one of these Western countries, and when they were having this conference, the theme of it was on mirath and inheritance. So we know that in the Western world, there's nothing conclusive. Until today, they have volumes and volumes of books, but they don't have anything conclusive. What's permissible, or what was example, even with food stuff. Today, they'll tell you that the margarine is beneficial for your health. Tomorrow, they'll tell you it causes cancer. So even in the inheritance, they've got nothing conclusive. So then there was a Muslim person, I think he was from Egypt or one of the Islamic countries, Muslim countries, and then he said that our Islamic inheritance is easy. We've got it all here. So he came the next day and he quoted the ayat, Yusikum Allahu fi auladikum, in 1.5 pages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully gives the whole, all the shares have already been stipulated. When a person passes away, who will get how much? And then there were people that accepted Islam, because everything is in our deen. All the solutions are there in our deen. We can find that even during the time of COVID, we found that we are following people that don't have taharat in their own life. So in the time of COVID, people were telling us to sanitize, yet the very people don't even know how to make istinja. Yet, when we look at it, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us taharat, and taharat completely, that when we go to the toilet, how we should conduct ourselves. When we come out of the toilet, we should make sure that we clean our hands, etc. But we are following people that have no direction themselves, but we are trying to follow them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we appreciate the deen of Nabi sallallahu, our deen of Islam, the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, to appreciate the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed his appreciation in the most amazing ways. Aisha radiallahu anha saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa performing salah, so much so that his mubarak feet was swelling up. So then she said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has, you got no guna and no sin. Why do you exert yourself so much? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the effect, Afala akunu abdan shakura, should I not be a grateful servant? The gratitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah. How do I conduct my life? Do I appreciate every facet of our deen? We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many ni'mat that we don't appreciate, one of them is time. Ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathiru minan nas, as-sihhatu wal-faraw. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, there are two ni'mat which many people are very neglectful concerning it. They don't attach any importance to it. What is it? As-siha. When Allah has given us good health, this body that Allah has given us, utilize it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Utilize it for good actions. Because a person will only appreciate health when illness comes. Many a times you will find that a person becomes sick and a person is in the hospital. So one person, he was given a pill. After a long time, spending a lot of long time in the hospital, when he was given the pill, then he started crying. So the people came close by and they said, are you crying because the pill is so much? He said, no, I'm not crying because the pill is so much. I'm crying because all my life I was healthy and I could go to urinate properly and I didn't have any problem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't send one pill. Allah didn't send one pill. Today I'm sitting in the hospital and you're sending me a pill. So how much do we appreciate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from a drop of dirty liquid? And Allah gave us the facet of, Allah gave us the different senses. Allah gave us the ability to see. Allah gave us the ability to hear. Allah gave us the ability to talk. Well, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to appreciate it. The air that we breathe also. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if the air supply was cut off, then it wouldn't even be a few minutes, but everything on the planet, everything on earth would cease to live. Nothing would live. We see sometimes that we don't even appreciate the ni'mat of water. A person will be performing wudu, and we've got to remind ourselves that, you know what, I'm performing wudu, but this is such a great ni'mat. When there is no water, then we complain. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully asks a rhetorical question in Surah Waqia, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Do you not look at the water which you drink? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Do you descend it from the rain clouds or do we descend it? لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. If we so wished, we could have made that water salty. A person can be in a deep ocean and he's got no water to drink. Allahu Akbar. He's surrounded by water, yet he doesn't have what he needs. He needs fresh water to drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the water. Yet sometime when we are performing wudu, you will think a person is having a shower and we don't appreciate the water which we have. Let us think that every time I drink water as well, let me appreciate and do it the sunnah method, that I drink, I take a breath, and I say Alhamdulillah. And after I drink water, I say the relevant dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us all the beautiful du'as. Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana azban furatan birahmatihi wa lam yaj'al humilhan ujajan bidhunubina. Oh Allah, all thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise be to Allah who has given us sweet water to drink. And Allah has not made it salty because of our guna and our sins. So we need to appreciate this here. One buzruk, I heard the story from a few people. They said this buzruk went to a certain person's house. He was invited for a lavish meal after bayan. So when he was invited there, then these people had a very palatial home. So they invited him and they told him, come into the bathroom and you can gargle your mouth, etc. So he politely refused. So he said, I'd like to go outside and I'd like to gargle my mouth outside. So they said, but we've got a good bathroom, etc. Why do you want to do that? So he said, no, I'm only doing that because you're asking me, I'm going to tell you why. So he said that the food that Allah Ta'ala has given us is a ni'mat. I just ate now, and the ni'mat, the particles that are in my mouth, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when I'm going to gargle my mouth, it's going to go down the drain, which is dirty. I might be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. But if I gargle my mouth outside, then it serves twofold benefit. Number one, it becomes a process of photosynthesis it becomes a means of food for the insects on the ground, and it might stimulate the growth of the plant life. So then there's no wastage. So this is how our Kabirin and the people of the past taught. They taught how it every time, even if the lights were switched on, I need to switch it off. Why do we need to switch or leave the lights on if there's no need for it? So everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we need to appreciate. The food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it. Ma'abaras an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala, ma'aba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ta'aman qattu, in ishtahahu akalahu wa in karihahu tarakahu, o kama qala Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never found fault with food. If he liked it, he ate it. If he disliked it, he left it. My condition, we will see that sometime we are eating the food and then we find a fault with the food. Today, our children have become so complacent. We become so spoiled. Our youth feel entitled. Sometimes we feel entitled. We don't even appreciate the food which we are eating. If we don't have food at home, or we have to eat something like mug, then everybody's stomach becomes sore. This is something common we used to hear in our home. My mother used to say that when it's mug, then alhamdulillah, everybody's stomach is sore. But if you say you're going to buy food, then alhamdulillah, we need to buy even extra. But we need to appreciate the food that Allah has given us. Makkah Mukarramah, when you go, sometime it's with a sore eye you will see sometime when you go into the Misfala area, you will go there, find there are poor people sometime, and you will find people actually looking in the bin for food. Yet in the hotels, so much of food is taken and so much is thrown away. And these are the government rules that sometimes the food has to be thrown away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we appreciate everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The parents that Allah has given us, we see after obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah has ordained that you worship none besides Him and you be kind to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا. If one of them reach old age, أو كلاهما or both of them, فلا تقل لهما أف. Do not even articulate أف to them. ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, make dua for our parents. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. Allah have mercy on my parents like how they had mercy on me when I was a child. So if you look in the Quran Kareem, Everywhere وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. The ayat which I've quoted, worship Allah and be kind to your parents. The common theme there, or the common thing on the agenda, one worship one Allah. And when it comes to the rights of people, hukukul ibad, be kind to your parents. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we appreciate our parents. If they have passed on, we make isali sawab inshallah, and we send isali sawab to them, and we be amongst those people who will be regarded as salih and pious children. We will conclude on this inshallah. We find that we need to also appreciate in our country, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many makatib, many madaris, many ulama-ikram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep Hazrat Tamad Barakatum shadow over us, that we see that there's so much that we can benefit and we need to appreciate it. Firstly, myself, so negligent that we don't appreciate what we have. It's only when we lose somebody and then we learn to appreciate. And many are like that. Mautul alim, mautul alam. That the death of a scholar is actually the death of the world. When a person, a rightly guided scholar, passes away, then so much is lost. And then we regret and we say we should have spent more time. Let us appreciate, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice whatever has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.